coming up on Emulate This.
Coming up on Season 3, Episode 9 of the Emulate This podcast, we're going to find out what powers Kirby would assume if he sucked our bodies into his mouth. And later, we're going to talk about that polygon extravaganza called Star Fox for the Super Nintendo. And for more from the Emulate This podcast, check out our website, emulatethis.net. Find us on Facebook, Emulate This, or on Twitter, at Emulate This. All right, let's start the show. Season 3, Episode 9. Knocking this one out on a Thursday night, gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's a work night for us.
Work night. This is an unusual taping time.
Yeah, that's right. We're dedicated. Dedicated to the craft.
We have lives outside this podcast.
That's right.
No, we don't.
I didn't say we had enriching lives. I just said we had lives.
It does have a different feel doing it on a Thursday night.
It does.
I don't know why.
It's more like homework rather than hanging out.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we're trying to finish like a school project or something.
So this episode's going to suck. So yeah, be prepared.
Sorry about that.
We got a good show. We're going to, later in the show, we're going to talk about Star Fox.
Yeah.
Classic. Classic Star Fox.
Absolute classic game.
Bring it in. Ready? Nobody said anything.
Uh-huh.
Star Fox is a unplayable demo.
No, you are you are uncultured swine.
I'm sorry. Write a little more.
It's a dynamic game. It's got a lot to offer, I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
No.
We're also going to do a hypothetical, and this one was sent in by a listener. They sent us a hypothetical question.
Mm-hmm.
If Kirby consumed you, what power would you give him?
Right.
The submitter?
Oh, did we have that?
Do we have the submitter? Give somebody some fucking credit.
Give the guy credit.
Oh, come on.
Are we that type of show?
Start over.
You know what? I'll edit something.
Start the fuck over.
All right. Okay. And that was provided by...
Oh, excuse me. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is John Kimball, and I love my car.
All right. It'll go right there.
Okay. There you go.
So you just heard it. Yeah. Oh, I have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever been out on the road and you have to use the bathroom, like a public restroom?
Of course.
Yes.
You ever gone into one place and somebody's in there and you're like, son of a bitch. And you can't wait.
Yeah.
They're taking forever. And then
of course,
you're back in the car. You go to the next place.
Oh, no. I don't do that.
Oh, and I've been
the next one's like out of order.
I've been to places you have to wait, like train stations or airports. And you're like, son of a bitch. Like,
oh, okay.
Because there's so much going You know, people in and out that, like, you can be in a place where there's not enough.
Right, and there's, like, tons of stalls, though.
Airports are good examples.
But wait, are you talking about, like, you got to take a piss or you got to take a poopy?
Oh, it was a dump.
Okay.
It was a dump. So, anyway,
I'm a father, so I said
my
poopy.
My first stop was in a Dunkin' Donuts.
What the fuck?
Of course.
What do you mean your first stop?
Well, that was the first attempt, right? So, I go into a Dunkin' Donuts.
Should be your only attempt.
Well, here's why it didn't work out. So I go in there. Of course, somebody's in there. As I'm walking into the store, I see someone else get out of their car, and I see the walk. And I know that guy was going to the bathroom. And I'm like, fuck. Sure enough.
Yeah. What is the walk?
There's a certain it's like a determined type of walk.
Oh, he's got a shit.
Like, I could see the guy looking through the glass, looking at the door as he's like walking into the store.
This was to go into the bathroom. He wasn't coming out of the bathroom.
What time of day was this?
It was like 10 in the morning.
Okay.
10 in the morning.
Right.
So anyway,
I
knew what that guy was doing. You know, I just had a feel. And sure enough, he goes right in the fucking
bathroom. He was ahead of you.
So I'm like, well, I'll wait. You know, so I wait. Okay. Takes forever. I'm like, I can't deal with this right now. So I leave. I go to a supermarket.
Uh-huh.
Right? I walk into a food store.
Right?
I go into the bathroom, and they're doing work in the fucking bathroom.
Wow.
I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Right before I walked in, a guy with a tool belt went into the fucking bathroom with a bucket. I'm like, this is bullshit. So... There was a Walgreens right nearby.
He was just doing that so nobody else would walk in.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that was his, like, game. You know what I mean? Maybe I should do
that. He cleans that bathroom for 8 hours a day. No one ever goes into that bathroom.
So anyway, there was a Walgreens. And if you don't know what a Walgreens is, I assume they're everywhere, right? Walgreens?
Pharmacy. It's a pharmacy.
Yeah, it's a pharmacy store. Mm-hmm. You go in there. You can use a bathroom in there. You know, there's a restroom sign. You don't have to ask anybody. It's kind of – some places, they lock the door, though.
Yeah,
it's horseshit. You ever go to a place like that where you need, like, a code?
Oh, you need the key. Yeah. Most gas stations have the shitter out back, but you need the key.
Yeah.
Well, and they make you buy something. And I know that's not your thing. You go into stores and not buy something. Sit there for 8 hours with the fucking magazine.
Yeah, the Classic Game Junkie. I apologize for that if you're listening from the Classic Game Junkie. But there was another time. This is separate. This is a totally separate story.
Totally separate.
I went into a gas station, and I was just going in there to take a leak. And the guy goes, what are you doing? A number one or a two?
What?
That's a weird fucking question. It's a very
really
weird question. This has nothing to do with the story. But I said, well, what difference does it make? And he's like, it makes a fucking difference. And he gave me like an attitude. He goes, it makes a fucking difference. Yesterday, I had somebody ask to use the bathroom. They shit in the fucking sink.
Oh. Five,
and I'm thinking,
$5
for
number two then.
Yeah, I would have been like, I promise you, I'm not going to shit in the sink.
Yeah, I'm not going to shit in the fucking
you
sink.
You can take,
you're right.
You can take solace in knowing that I will not be shitting in the sink.
Jesus.
So anyway, I go into the Walgreens bathroom.
I'm curious why the guy shit in the sink. I feel like there's more to this story, but if there's an emergency, there's no time to delve into that.
The sink was the first thing.
Mental illness?
I mean, it could be a guy just being a dickhead, but it could be that their toilet is filthy and the guy said, I will not even shit in this thing.
I have seen shit in the sink at Eagles games. I swear to God. It's awful.
God.
Yeah,
those lines are long.
Yeah. Well, that's an Eagles game for you.
That'll do it.
So anyway, I get in the Walgreens bathroom. There's nobody in there.
I'm like,
oh my God, this is fucking perfect.
Right.
So I go into the stall. And you know when there's no one in there, it feels like your own place. It feels like you're in your own house.
You're like,
have total freedom right now.
Dude, seriously, sometimes they have the hooks in there. You fucking hang your jacket up.
And you're trying to hurry before somebody walks the fuck in. Because then it gets weird. When somebody walks in, it's like, oh, shit. And you kind of like freeze.
Yeah.
So everything's cool. All of a sudden, the door opens. And when they walked in, it was like a foot shuffle. It's like they're shuffling their feet.
Oh, my God. It was Elton John.
And I hear a zipper going done. And I hear like a duffel bag dropped to the floor. Now I'm like sitting over the toilet and I'm like,
oh my God.
Only you. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. What is happening here?
Right.
Now I'm like waiting them out.
Did the bag open and a bunch of sex toys fell out of it?
I couldn't see them. So I was blind to them. I couldn't see them. And I'm sitting there and they're not doing anything. Like, they're not washing their hands.
Oh, they're doing something.
They're not doing.
I have a story about this.
It's like,
guy.
It was total silence after the duffel bag went to the floor. And then all of a sudden the phone rang. Like their cell phone. And honest to God.
Did he answer it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's what happened.
What the fuck?
I hear a voice, okay? Now, this voice, the image popped in my head when I heard it. It went like this. It went, hey, what up, Bert?
It was Ernie?
That sounded like Ernie.
It sounded like Ernie. He goes, hey, Bert, what's going on?
Hey, Bert.
Well, what's up, man?
He was Skyping his lines in from
Honestly,
Sesame Street.
And all of a sudden, it sounded just like Ernie. And I'm sitting there going, what the fuck?
Is this guy
fucking Ernie from Sesame Street?
Am I on candid camera?
Honestly. I was like, it's fucking Ernie from Sesame Street. So now I got the image of Ernie just
taking
standing
shit
outside.
Next to you.
Him and his rubber ducky.
He starts having a conversation about a fire alarm.
Huh.
He's like, ooh, you want to look for the green light? And he's doing all this. And he's telling the guy how to shut the fire alarm off. And then all of a sudden he goes, he kept saying Bert, which is weird. He kept going, oh, Bert, hang on 1 second, Bert. And then all of a sudden he goes in. I hear the duffel bag, another pocket, like unzipper. And I hear like a rustling around, like a bag of chips, like Frito-Lays.
Like Frito-Lays.
And he opens up.
Frito-Lays.
He opens up like the bag, I guess, of, like Frito-Lays.
He's not eating in the bathroom.
And he starts eating
no.
chips.
That
and
is
I'm
disgusting.
Just, I'm so pissed off. I'm sitting in the bathroom. Like,
what the fuck?
Fucking kidding me.
This guy's going like, to eat chips.
Like,
I'm trying to
fucking
shit.
Ernie and Bert are having a conversation about fire alarms.
You were violated by a Muppet.
Wow.
Dude, I felt like I was picturing Ernie, but I felt like sick to my stomach. It was like Ernie out there. Like, it was making me feel weird. I felt like a prisoner.
You felt violated.
I felt like a prisoner in a toilet.
I
didn't want to walk out.
Like
I didn't go. I didn't go. I'm like, I can't.
You couldn't go?
I'm like, I can't fucking deal with this. No. I'm picturing Ernie out there, and I walk out, and it's this weird looking guy. He looked like Val Kilmer. In Tombstone. You ever see Tombstone?
Yeah. A while ago. Mustache.
He looked like that, but pictures.
Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday, yeah.
Yeah.
Picture his goatee, a little more fucking weird. But yeah, I washed my hands up and he had to move out of the way because he was like leaning against the sink. And I walked
the fuck
out.
Did you just like shake your head at him? You know,
I don't know. It was like a weird moment.
You
man.
Vile scum.
It was fucking weird.
Who eats chips in a bathroom?
Yeah, he's just sitting there
that
eating fucking
so
Doritos.
So unsanitary.
So he never went to the bathroom.
No, he didn't.
He
do
just
anything.
Went in there for like a break.
He was there to hang out.
But what are the odds? His voice sounded like Ernie.
And this was talking,
and he was talking to
Bert.
A guy named Bert.
Maybe he was going to do work in there.
And he was trying to freak me out to get me the hell out of there.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's just going to do work in
maybe
there.
Maybe he. I mean, a duffel bag seems kind of odd. I have a weird story about a bathroom if we have a couple minutes.
Sure.
We got
sure.
plenty of time.
I got off a plane from Vegas a long time ago. Mm. And, of course, it's a long flight. It's like four hours coming from west to east, but 5.5 going east to west. Mm. I get back in Philadelphia. First thing I have to do, like most people, I got to take a fucking piss. And, of course, everybody on the plane goes to the first bathroom, not like the one 500 feet down. Mm. Everybody's in the bathroom. So I finally get up into the stall to go pee. And there's a guy next to that stall. There's only like three stalls. This is like one of the half baths.
Was he breathing on your neck, looking at your dick?
No.
Hold on. My God.
This was like, you hear about these stories and you're like, this can't be true. This guy, because the guy next to the stall, like everybody is going, okay, one after another slowly.
Right.
And the guy in like the middle stall, not stall, like, they're all urinals.
Mm-hmm.
He's not moving. Three guys go by. He's still not moving.
Oh, it's one of those.
I finally get up to the front. The guy is jerking off.
No.
I'm totally serious.
Oh, my God.
What? And this must be a hang-up that this guy has. Like,
yeah,
he has to be kink. Around other that men. Is, yeah,
yeah,
this is kink.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think they call it an Eric. Yes.
Wow.
Weird.
Wow.
So,
yeah, definitely.
So, of course, I joined in.
Of course.
I looked at the guy and I said, are you? I said. I actually
did
said.
You
said
him?
Something. I said, "Are you jerking off?"
So you never disturb a mentally ill person when they're doing something like that. He could have just like slammed your head into the wall or something.
Dude,
he could have snapped, though.
Dude,
I mean, he could have.
He. Well, I'm sure he was nuts. But then again, you have to understand this was post 9/11 time too, so he don't have anything. He can't get into that building.
No,
not on that side of it.
No,
man.
Wow.
So, and he looked at me. He's like, "No."
No,
like, he was totally like giggling. Wasn't. Like he was like,
"Oh my God!"
It was like
fucking creepy.
Like if you're a kid and you're like get caught eating cookies,
yeah,
like eating out of the cookie jar. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Eating before dinner. No, like you got cookies. Like no, I'm not cookies.
Cookies all over his face.
Shut up. Like
that's fucking.
That
awful.
Sounds like that. You guys ever see that Geico commercial?
And he didn't wash his hands. He just walked out.
Oh God.
Man. Weird. And then everybody was looking. All the other dudes were like. Because this is Philadelphia, so we're all like, we all live there.
We've seen some shit though.
But like these people are like the other guys there. They're like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, except like they're like real South Philly. Like, hey, what's the fuck's up there? Yeah, that's how they talk in South Philly.
On my way to work every morning, there was a homeless guy. He would sit on the top of in the wintertime, they sit on top of the storm grates or whatever, because the heat's coming out.
Yeah.
And he would whack off. So every morning on my way to work, this guy's whacking off. This is three blocks from City Hall. The cops never stopped him. Every day, it was like his ritual.
People who don't know, that's a very crowded area.
Very crowded area downtown.
Yeah.
And he would just sit on top of the manhole and fucking whack his back.
I guess the cops have other things to worry about than some dude whacking off.
There's too much murder going on. They can't worry about this guy whacking his back. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, wow. Going to the bathroom in public's not that easy.
No.
Like Rory's story is like the Geico. You ever see the Geico thing where the guy's taking a leak and the other
There's
guy
like
walks into the bathroom
and the guy
right next to him
goes right next to him.
And then he looks down. Awkward. He looks at the guy and looks down. It's one of my favorite commercials.
You don't talk in the fucking bathroom.
That's
a violation.
Yes.
I don't say anything in the bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
Unless you're jerking off next to him. Then I might say something to you.
All right, guys. Let's get on to the Odyssey. Mike's got the music going. It's time once again. Ooh. We don't usually get to that part of the
episode.
No,
Odyssey, we don't.
We don't usually get that far.
No, we don't get that far.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's get this thing rolling here. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first because I don't actually have much. So I have been continuing. I got back on XCOM 2.
Mm.
I've been continuing that. I'm not skulljacking anyone. I'm afraid to do it. I'm afraid to skulljack people.
Oh, skulljack. Yeah, you brought that up before.
Yeah.
Skulljack.
Sounds bad.
But you know what? I was mistaken. I said that Eric and Ryan were killed. Yeah, you guys are still good.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you something.
Turns out you're maimed.
Kermit.
Brian.
Oh, great.
You're a fucking beast.
Oh,
oh
yes.
My God. I gave you this like advanced laser scope and this extra thing. Oh, you get critical hits all the time. Oh, you're fucking nuts. You can take a sectopod down in one
a
shot.
A sectopod.
Whoa. Oh, baby.
Damn.
That's what I live for.
I love bringing you on little excursions here. Yeah. You're doing great. Yeah, you're doing great, Ryan. Just
keep up the good work.
What do I do? Like reconnaissance, Mike? Or
you are a ranger. You also have a fucking sword. I just got you a fusion sword.
Wow.
You always wanted a sword.
I always wanted a sword.
Oh, we had a friend. His name was Joe, who was obsessed with swords.
No, that's right, Joe. Eggs.
You know what's cool about this, actually, real quick? What's nice about this game, when you upgrade somebody's weapon, the whole squad gets the upgrade. In the old one, you would have to do it one at a time. So when I upgraded your sword, all the Rangers got swords.
Well,
I didn't have to spend any more money. Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
But something else.
What about my guy?
Oh, yeah. Eric, yeah.
Eric, see, the thing is, you're alive. You are alive.
Hold on. You tell me Ryan has a plasma sword and a fucking scope rifle.
It's
and
a fusion,
I don't
fusion,
have,
fusion,
I'm sorry,
sword. Yeah,
fusion sword.
Fusion sword. Yeah, let's get it
and
right.
And a scope.
Yeah.
And I got nothing.
Many
you do, but the problem is with you, Eric.
the problem has always been with you, Eric. Intervention time. Go ahead.
The problem is, it's like, you join the squad a little later, so you're kind of low on the ranks.
Mm.
Gotcha. I think you're a sergeant.
Story of his life.
A lowly sergeant.
Ryan's a major.
Oh, well, good for fucking Ryan.
So
for
these difficult missions, I gotta bring him along.
Yeah, that's
fine. You're there.
Yeah, I'm there.
You're like the third string quarterback.
No,
You're making our dinner for when we get back.
I'm Matt fucking Castle.
Yeah, you are also a ranger.
Somebody's got to lay out the slippers.
Jesus Christ.
Or walking around with whole pots and pans.
Rory, I'm still alive.
Rory, you're still dead.
I'm dead.
But I did something since Red Dead is coming out.
Oh, God, yes.
I did pop in Red Dead. I actually played like 3 or 4 hours of Red Dead the other day.
7 days and 3 hours to go. Not that I'm counting. And then you won't see me at all. I hope we're not recording a podcast at all in the next month because you won't see me. I'll be invisible.
No, we're actually not doing one that weekend. So
I'll be in my house.
It's all yours.
And you'll never see me.
So, I wanted to kind of get psyched up for that. So I did play a little bit of Red Dead.
Did you do anything or did you just run around and, you know?
Well, I was doing the missions, a couple of the side quests, started a hunter challenge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I might pop it in again at some other point.
Well,
but
I got a week to go.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to finish it. So,
who's up next, Art?
Yeah, I'll go. I've been playing Captain Commando.
Arcade game.
The other night. Arcade game. It's a Capcom game. Reminds me of Final Fight a whole lot on account of it's a Capcom game.
They're both CPS1 games.
Correct. So it's like Final Fight with guns.
Okay.
There's gun pickups and a lot more samurais.
Hmm. So how's that?
It's fun. You know, it isn't as good as Final Fight. I went back to play Final Fight just to make sure Final Fight was a better game. And
it's
interesting because – I'm sorry. What was it?
I was just going to say, so it's a beat-em-up with guns.
It is a beat-em-up, but there are gun pickups.
Okay.
Interesting cast of characters. There's four of them. One is Captain Commando, obviously. He's like an armored suit dude, what kind of like a basic thing you'd expect. And then there's a mummy Commando.
Okay.
There's a ninja mummy.
There's a ninja mummy.
Uh-huh. Ninja non-mummy.
And then my favorite is the baby in a mech suit. For what reason?
What?
I have no idea. How does this fit into the lore? Who the fuck knows? Some guy was probably like, you know what would be really crazy? A baby in a mech suit. So, of course, baby. So
everyone was just like, why the fuck not?
Baby in a mech suit was my choice for character.
Game was ported to the Super Nintendo.
Was it? Yeah. I never played it before.
I never even saw it when I was a kid.
No. Who? I never saw it in the arcades. Did you
either.
Ever see it
no,
in the arcades?
No. I've never seen either.
Who makes this game?
It's Capcom.
Oh, it's Capcom.
It's a Capcom game. So it's got great graphics. It's really colorful.
Hmm.
It was a lot of fun, man. Yeah. Just beating the shit out of people. I mean, it's a snack game. I mean, I think I finished it in like a half hour, if that.
It's a four-player game like Turtles or Simpsons.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a beat-em-up.
So Captain Commando.
Captain Commando. Each character has like a special, and then, like most brawlers, it costs life to use it. I don't care about that. I have unlimited continues, so.
Sure.
I'm just fucking crowd sweeping like fucking crazy, spawning the fucking super.
I don't think I ever played it.
Fuck them. It's fun. It's a fun little beat-em-up, you know.
To give it a try.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little more vertical than Final Fight. Final Fight's pretty much all horizontal. There's a little more vertical action going on in it, more like Streets of Rage. It has the up,
yeah,
ladders, move up and down the street. No,
oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Awesome. Commando.
I recommend it if you're looking for something to play on meme, you know?
Cool. Rory.
Commando.
Commando. Commando. Commando.
I've been playing Marvel Capcom 2 again on the PS3, the HD remake.
All right, cool.
Or I guess it's a remaster. I needed something short. I really have to play the second Tomb Raider game because I'd like to play the third one.
What's the name of that again? I get them all mixed up. There's so many. Do you remember
the
name of it?
First one is Tomb Raider. Right. They didn't call it anything. The next one is the Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yes, I think you're correct.
And then it's Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Correct, yes.
And the next one will be the Ass of the Tomb Raider. Actually, no, I don't.
The Gape of the Tomb Raider.
I don't think the third one actually did that well.
No.
Financially.
That just came out like a couple months ago, right?
I think it came out this month.
Yeah.
I think it came out October.
I wonder why that is. The second one did really well. It was Xbox exclusive for a year, or NPC, right? It didn't come to PlayStation until like a year later.
I think they had a year deal on because I think.
Yeah, it was timed.
What is it, Square Enix?
Yes.
I think they were like, we're not going to make a deal with you. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, or we'll we'll be friends for a year and that's it. Yeah.
Well, they probably thought that, you know, well, the PlayStation has a way bigger install base, so they have way more consoles sold. So they probably thought, you know, people forgot about our game by the time it came out a year later when we released it for PlayStation. So
maybe
we have a better chance. But you have to imagine Microsoft for the Rise of the Tomb Raider just threw boatloads of cash at them for that.
Well, they can eat it. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
they get so much money from the productivity software.
Right.
Assuming they can
share
revenues.
They're still making $1 gajillion on Windows a year. Although they say they're two separate entities in the gaming. The Xbox doesn't, you know, they don't meld. They don't rob Peter to pay Paul. They're two completely different entities with their own, you know, influx of cash.
This is why you're only a sergeant, by the way.
Is that right?
Oh, man, what happened?
Why?
Oh, Mike, wake up.
What the fuck?
So, I've talked about Marvel Capcom 2. I think it is the greatest fighting game ever made. Mm. It's not the most balanced. Like, you can just cheat your ass off with certain people that have just screen-filling weapons and special combinations of people that you can do 115 hits.
Right.
It's a great game. I love it. It makes me smile.
Mm-hmm.
I love the music that
doesn't
match.
Great. Yeah.
I like how bright and colorful it is. I like how it is basically an all-star of all the previous Capcom and the Marvel games. There's like 8 of them or 7 of them that came out before this one where they just decide, fuck it, we'll put all the sprites together. Mm-hmm. Marvel Capcom 2, awesome.
Mm.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, you can beat the game in like, I would say 30 minutes at the most.
Okay. How many characters do you have to get through to beat the game? You know how many? Around about?
I believe there's 10 matches.
10 matches?
10 matches and then the boss.
Okay.
And it's a great game. I don't say
this is like a go-to for you, right?
It's a great fighting game. Like, it's just turn off your brain and just... I mean, you get... Like, all fighting games, you get into like a... I don't want to say a slump, but you get your characters that you really know and their timing and their combos and you know how to feed each other off, and you can juggle between the people, so you can like exhaust one guy's moves and then switch out and then tag the other guy and have him drum kick in and then like fucking start kicking his ass and then, you know, kick a guy up in the air and then flip and then go to the other guy and do his air moves. So like, it's a fast game, such a fast game. And
it takes a lot of practice. Like, I suck at it.
Oh, yeah,
I don't play that enough.
You're bad. Yeah,
no, I'm really
when
bad.
When Ryan and I used to play it, like, before we had the studio, like,
I can't do shit.
I would win like 15 matches. I'd be like, Ryan, you want to play something else?
Yeah, that's definitely a pity.
I am atrocious
at
fighting games.
My brain just shuts off when I play a fighting game. I just keep, I'm just jamming all different buttons in all different directions, like hoping this, what's my special? What's my,
when we did the Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter show.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even get through a match. Yeah. I even like went online. I was like, who's the best character to play? And they would say, I would go back, try that because it was like, oh, well, I don't forget who it was, but like Ken had like a really easy combo, you know, setting.
Yeah.
So I would like try that and it was no,
right.
No, but I never grew up with them or anything like that. I didn't play them. I would play them at the arcades, but even at the arcades, it was just.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the arcades are the default difficulty for a lot of those games is like 7 out of 10 or 9.
Right.
It's really stacked against you.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I had all the Mortal Kombat and Street Fighters when I was young.
Oh, did you?
But I always sucked at them.
See, I thought Mortal Kombat was a lot easier to play. But I used to be able to get through Mortal Kombat and beat the game.
They're so much better, though, with somebody else. I can't really play them by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're, like, well-versed in them, like Rory is, like, I guess it's a different story, but
yeah.
I can't.
So I was playing it. I kind of didn't intend on playing. It was just like, I don't know what to play. I'll just play this kind of moment. And like, I have never bought the third, the fourth one. It's called Marvel Capcom Infinite. Because Capcom has a tendency of like, they'll release the game and then 6 months or a year later, they'll release the update with the roster. And they'll include, it'll be like the Game of the Year edition for the same price. Okay. They did that with Marvel Capcom 3, and it's a real scumbag move. Like, they increased, like, the number of characters by, like, 18.
Wow.
Like, 6 months later. So if you bought the game at full price. Now, they're real scumbag.
Is it, now,
Capcom is actually a really scummy company.
Yeah, do you have to buy the whole new updated game, or can you, like, get it as DLC?
You can buy the DLC.
Which is dick, too, right?
Is even
for
more,
how much? Do you remember? For 18
usually,
characters?
Usually it's $15 extra.
And do they release them sporadically, like, over time, or do they all come out at once?
I believe they usually come out as a bundle.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, like, it's been over a year with Marvel Capcom Infinite, and they haven't released a Game of the Year edition. And I've heard nothing that said... Like, usually, historically, they've always done that this way.
Right.
And they haven't done it yet. So, like, that's what I'm starting to feel like. If it doesn't come out at Christmas, it's not coming out, period. And I'd like to play it, but I'm not going to play the incomplete version.
Right.
I'm sure as fuck not going to buy a $15 pass to get the extra people.
Nah, fuck
I just
that.
Won't play the game. Like,
just get the whole game, you know.
I would like to play the Dragon Ball Z game. That looks awesome. That's another fighting game.
I've never
Real
played
colorful.
Dragon Ball Z. I've never seen the cartoon.
I don't really know,
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about it. We're a little old, I think.
Yeah.
I know of it.
We kind of missed the boat when it was popular. Like,
that right. was, it was huge when we were, what,
well, it's
in
still
high school?
Massive outside of our age and around
but, I mean,
the world
but,
and Japan.
I mean,
but like,
when we were in high school, I think it was massive here.
I think it was
that long
I think it was
old,
I think it was younger
that.
Than us cuz my I don't I don't really even think my younger brothers liked Dragon Ball. I don't think their friends really like I think it's younger.
It was like early 2000s.
But anyway,
that's what I thought.
My point is like that game is supposed to be amazing. I can't remember the it's like it's not Fighter. It might be called Dragon Ball Z Fighters or something like that. It's supposed to be amazing. Like it's supposed to be beautiful and like explosions and like
what system?
I think it's Xbox One, Xbox PS4,
One.
PC. So anyway, I'll take it away.
All right. I played a game I haven't played since I was a kid. I forgot the game existed.
Marvel
it's
Madness.
A really solid game. No, but like not close, but kind of close.
Streets of Rage.
Cobra Triangle.
Madness Marbles.
You guys remember Cobra Triangle?
Yes, the boat.
No.
I love that game. I haven't played it since I was a kid.
Cobra Triangle?
Yeah, since we've had emulators, I just never noticed it, you know, on the emulator.
Okay.
I noticed it the other day because now we have the...
Rare Replay.
Yeah, and we have the artwork that Rory put on the pie, so it popped out. I was like, holy shit, the box, Cobra Triangle. Basically what it is, you're a speedboat and you have a gun and each level is like a different, game, let's say. Like one level you're racing.
It's different missions on small boards.
Right. So one, you're racing, okay, against the current and there's logs flowing down at you and there's like whirlpools you have to avoid. Another one, you're moving bombs, you know, to a safe zone. So there are like bombs would be in a box. You have to grab the you run over it and it lags behind you. You take it to a safe zone, but at the same time, there's like another boat trying to steal the bomb off of you and take it back. So it's a really fun game. There's one where you have to save swimmers. Like there's people drowning in the water and you have to save them. And then
well,
you have other boats that are trying
giant
to kill
dragon.
Them. Yeah. Dragon, a crab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What console is this for?
NES.
Oh.
Yeah. It's for NES.
I've never heard of it.
It's a fun game. Yeah. It's hard as shit. The farthest I can get, I think, is level 12. It's like an ice level after you beat the crab. I think it's two levels after. I think the crab is level 9 or 10.
Okay.
But it's a fun game. It's like a three-quarter overhead type view. It's got good music. It's got good controls. Actually, David Wise wrote the soundtrack for it, Mike. David Wise, Battletoads, Double Dragon.
Wow. Yeah. A legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
yeah.
shit.
So it's a solid game.
When's he
going to
be on the podcast?
Yeah, we'll get him on.
So get him on.
Again, so sorry. Contra
Cobra Triangle.
Cobra Triangle. Like the snake.
It's a fun game. It feels like it's like an arcadey style game.
Like the Commander? Cobra like the Commander?
Right. Louis Gossett Jr.
I have no idea.
You know? Isn't he's
Cobra
in Cobra.
Commander. That's fucking G.I. Joe.
He's in Cobra. That's the one with the helicopter, isn't it?
I don't know.
Louis Gossett?
You've lost me.
It's a television show.
No, it's a movie.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's called something Cobra.
I'm thinking of Airwolf. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking Airwolf.
I'm thinking Airwolf.
Yeah. Well, there's video games of Airwolf out there, too.
Master System in Europe.
Yeah.
It wasn't called that in America.
Yeah, it's awful.
They dropped it.
Huh.
I can't remember the name of it.
It's fun hearing the music, though. They did the music the right way.
you got to do Ernest Borgnine the right fucking way. Right? It ain't even a game.
I never liked his helicopter, Ernest Borgnine. He's got the weak helicopter. He's got the one with the American flag all over it and stuff like that.
Mm. Take it back, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you hate America? Back. You call America
that
weak?
Okay, why
no,
is that
that's
weak?
Not what
hey,
I mean.
Hey, hey.
It's a big contrast from Airwolf. You know, he got like the wimpy helicopter.
Get him on the no-fly list.
I'm podcasting over here, all right? Shut up.
But check out Cobra Triangle. It's a good game. Solid NES.
You knucklehead.
Okay. Knucklehead.
All right, Contra Cobra. I got
That's right. Forgot to mention, later on in the show, we moved the emails. We're moving it to the end of the show.
Correct.
So stay tuned for the emails.
We made an executive decision.
That's right.
Ryan signed it off with several pens.
We decided to a magic marker. I have
felt
here.
Pen.
Felt pen.
Hey, when is Reginaldville Johnson going to be on the show? Is that 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, are we getting him on the show?
Next week.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
All right, he's booked. All right, good.
I picked out that big red thing.
All right, you guys want to get to the hypothetical?
Surely.
Let's do it.
Oh, fuck.
That's right. We have music for this. That's right. Time for the hypothetical. This was sent in by a listener. We at this point, I edited his name in the show. Just we forgot who the fuck it was. Sorry about that, but we appreciate it nonetheless.
Correct. It was a good one.
Yeah, and give us listeners out there, give us more hypothetical ideas. You know, it's fun to do this type of stuff. What about the audio submissions? Do people ever do that, Mike?
No.
Still? All right, we'll send it. We want to hear your voice.
Can't
send
buy
an
audio
submission.
Can't buy one.
I want one audio submission in the Creeper voice, and I don't want it
We've
to be
only
James.
Had one.
I want someone other than James.
Wait, we should do that. Yeah, if you're going to do an audio submission,
you
got to
do it in that voice.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey guys, good to hear from you. I got a great hypothetical.
Hey Bert, I'm going to eat some Fritos.
Hey Bert, what's going on, Bert?
If
hey Bert,
Kirby was going to eat you,
hit the button, your little green light.
That's such a weird
these
weird
are
situation.
Original flavor.
Bert, the green button, Bert, it's right over there, Bert.
Oh man. All right, so the hypothetical is, if Kirby was to consume you, what power would he get?
This is radical stuff.
Who wants to go first on this?
This is bizarre, radical stuff.
It is. I like this. Very
it's
abstract.
Very open-ended, because you think originally I'll go first. My original one was my own actual person.
Oh, okay.
In real life, if Kirby was actually real and he ate me, what useless power would you get from me? Because obviously, I have no power.
Correct.
And then I thought...
Zero, nothing, not a zilch.
I have nothing, no.
Nothing to offer, Kirby.
I have nothing to offer, no.
No.
And then I thought, well, you know, that's kind of lame and depressing. Let's do something that's more funny.
Okay.
And I thought, no, you know what? Lame and depressing. Let's go with lame and depressing.
All right. So the original.
Thursday. It is a Thursday. It's kind of a lame and depressing day.
He would make raspberry pies.
That's a much better one than mine. Yeah. If Kirby was to eat me, he would gain the power of sarcasm.
Okay.
Not good. Not a good thing. See, that's sarcastic right there. You ever watched the Tick cartoon show?
Yes.
I know they brought it back on Amazon, but I haven't watched the live-action one again.
Yeah.
Long time.
There was a hero on the show called Sarcastro. Do you remember this?
No.
Vaguely.
No.
And he would just, like, every time, like, the Tick or Arthur would say something, he'd be like, oh, that's a good idea. That's all he would do. And he was dressed like Castro, the military outfit, the big beard. That's all he would do. He would just say sarcastic shit to people.
Was there a Tick movie? Was there like a live action?
There was a Fox live action, and then they rebooted again on Amazon. Yeah. I've never watched either one of the live action ones. Putty, I don't know his real name in real life. He also has a name. He was the Tick.
Patrick
something.
Warburton? Something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was the Tick on the Fox reboot. I don't think he's the Tick on the Amazon. I never saw either one. But anyway, it's not really useful, but, you know, you could, like, make snide comments to people and shame them. Maybe they'll quit.
You could catch them off guard and then smack them in the face.
Yeah.
See, the Kirby...
Nice attack, pussy. Yeah, nice attack. Yeah.
Well, what are you saying?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing is really that threatening in the Kirby world. I mean, the baddest guy still, like, smile. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
a bouncing star, still smiling.
Yeah.
Like giant death birds, they're all still happy. So
even the bosses, I mean, that tree thing.
Yeah.
I'd have a picnic under the tree.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my original thesis. Kirby is a horrible, horrible monstrosity, and he's destroying that world. He's the monster.
Mm.
I mean, that tree doesn't do it. It's a fucking tree. What is it doing? It's a tree. Can't move.
No.
It just smiles and drops apples.
It's got a weird branch that needs to be cut off in the middle of his face.
You don't like apples?
I love apples.
I mean, maybe he's trying to feed the world and Kirby's beating his ass with a hammer for some reason.
Yeah, maybe Kirby's the one who's wrong.
Kirby's the monster.
Yeah.
He literally eats. I mean, think of the blob. The blob is terrifying.
That'd be pretty mean.
Blob is terrifying.
The movie The Blob?
Yeah.
When you were a kid?
That's correct. That's Kirby.
Kirby is the blob, but pink.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Terrifying. Mm. So, my power is sarcasm.
There you go.
All right. Way like to it. Go, asshole.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up next?
Okay. Jesus. I'll go. So, yeah, I really couldn't think of anything useful for Kirby either. But one thing maybe, we don't usually talk about what we do, for a real job around here, but I was pretty much put in a corner here. I could not come up with anything. So.
Okay. Topless dancer. Great.
Yeah.
Slippy Flipper.
Slippy Flipper. Well, that's my.
Slippy Flipper.
Cue the music.
I moonlight as a stripper.
Pop quiz hotshot.
But my day job, I'm an electrician by trade. So, you might call me like a tamer of electrons.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Look, he's like moving his fingers.
I'm moving my, yes.
Very diabolical.
That's how we tame the electrons.
That's from
just
playing
like
the
this.
Spider-Man video game, by the way.
Correct. I shoot my white stuff everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I shoot my white stuff everywhere.
That's a drop.
I hope nobody was talking over
that. That's a drop. That'll be a good one.
Oh, my God.
That's like 35 minutes.
Okay. Right. Oh. We can use it maybe.
Write that down.
I would have said webbing. All right.
So webbing. Yeah, I should have said webbing. Yeah. White stuff is all I could come up with.
I shoot my white stuff. I control the electrons and I shoot my fucking
I tame the fucking electrons.
I tame the electrons with my white stuff.
He said Spider-Man. Says Spider-Man. I shoot my white stuff everywhere.
Eric, were you the man in the bathroom at the airport that was standing next to Lori?
That was good. That was
just
good.
Maybe. Right, now, right. I would have been completely naked if it was me. I can't jerk off in front of a bunch of men unless I'm completely naked.
That makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah, right?
Get
I have breaking news.
In any event, back to this ridiculous topic. I would give him the power to shoot electricity and shock the shit out of all the fucking happy creatures in the environment.
That's a good one.
You know,
that's
make good. Their little heads smoke.
Yeah.
So, nice. Yeah, that's it.
Electrons.
That's what
stuff.
I would do. White stuff, electrons.
Yeah, that's what normal people do.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Good.
You can go. If you want. All right, I'll go. So I had a tough time with this one as well.
Yeah.
And I was thinking the same, kind of along the lines of Rory here. And again, it was depressing.
Mm.
So I'm still going to kind of go that route, but I'm going to take kind of a disgusting approach to this.
Mm.
Kirby would eat me, and he would get the power of
– shooting white stuff everywhere.
The power of gas.
Gas.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Now, here's the thing.
Right, thanks.
I think Ryan has some – I was going to say has some experience with this, but here's – I don't fart a lot.
Right.
But I have – I got a lot of burping going on.
I noticed that.
A lot of burping. There's a lot where when Ryan is editing shit, we don't hear a lot of the burps that go on during the show because he's editing all the burps out. And there's every once in a while, he has said like, dude, that's fucking nasty.
I had my headphones on one time. Honestly, it almost made me like throw up. It almost made me gag. And I'm like, that has to ever get removed.
So, I hope you're saving all those clips for an eventual highlight show where it's just
like a song.
But who actually goes through it worse is I'm in a band and my bass player. Who's across from me? So I'm the singer in the band, and that was just kind of by default. I'm not really a singer at all. And the only thing I know about singing is when you're supposed to sing, you're supposed to breathe. Your shoulders aren't supposed to come up. Your stomach's actually supposed to push out because you save more air.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that, you're going to burp more. So my bass player is across from me, and every time I have a break, I'm like, bluff. And that fucker smells every little thing. And he looks over. He's like, dude, Mike, what the fuck did you eat, dude?
No shit.
So my power, Kirby would fucking belch and just knock the fucking everybody out in front of him.
All right.
Absolutely.
That's a good one.
It smells
That's
like tuna one. And ass.
Yeah, I didn't know
more meatloaf.
More meatloaf. Double beat loaf.
meatloaf.
the meatloaf. What a now. What is she doing?
I didn't know where to go with this. I wasn't sure where to go.
None of us did.
So
I'm surprised we even picked this then to do a
little
nobody has any clue. Let's put this on the show.
I don't really have any superpowers or anything. Like Rory said, so you know what? I would give him time travel.
Okay.
I went with time
because
travel.
Because you time travel a lot?
Well, no. I mean, like.
I do believe Ryan loses huge tracks of time, though.
That's
you?
True. That's
oh,
true.
Absolutely. He'll come back to a conversation we're having like 5 minutes later.
He's like, yeah, you know, right? Totally.
Totally.
Do you know what Ryan does? Let's just pick on Ryan for a couple of minutes here. Ryan has the unique ability to go agree with you, but he's not listening. Ryan
oh, yeah,
will go,
absolutely.
Ryan
absolutely.
Will go, uh-huh, okay, 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 what? Yeah. He does that all the time.
Wait, what? Wait, what? After you think he's following.
Not, he's not listening at all.
You have to start over.
It's like when you talk to your dog. You come like, oh, this is my day. And the dog's like, just stares. He like turns his head left and right thinking, is it snack time yet?
Did you ever get in an argument with him and like you just go like, full circle.
He agrees with you.
Yeah, right. And all of a sudden, like, you're arguing. You're like, Ryan, I'm agreeing with you. We're talking about the same thing.
Here's your problem. Here's what you're not getting. It's like, no, I agree with you.
He starts off on the other side of you, and then he switches to your side.
Yeah, I start doing things like, yeah, absolutely. I know what you mean. And I start going, yeah, it's fucked up.
That's basically Ryan saying, like, I don't want to have this conversation anymore.
Okay. Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What?
What? Okay.
All right. All right. Back to you, Ryan.
Yeah, so time travel.
Yeah, I give him time travel, you know, and it would be for my benefit, you know. So what I would do is I'd be like, all right, well, you know, if you're going to eat me, right?
Hold on. I feel like Ryan. Where how do you have the ability to time travel?
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, I don't know how you'd be
getting
it. Yeah,
crystals.
All right. Well, yeah, well, let's say I can
magnets.
Time travel.
Let's just say you can.
So right. I time travel.
Let's say I can fly.
Right.
I mean, what the fuck?
Well, it's a video game. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway,
flawed logic.
Alcohol.
Sure.
Yeah, alcohol.
I showed up. I time traveled, and I bumped into Kirby, like behind like a supermarket or something.
Okay.
So anyway, I bump into Kirby, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna eat you," and I say, "Well, we'll make a deal. If you eat me now, you're going to get time travel, right?" So in the future, then we go on to the future. Like, he has my power in the future. I say, you're going to get to the future. But what you got to do is I want you to
Someone
take my
take
power.
A picture of this. Look at Ryan right now.
Go back in time, right? Uh-huh. So now, wait, where are we? Right? If we went back in time. If we went back in time.
We just did.
No, my deal.
We're starting
my
over.
My deal would be, all right, you have to go back in time.
Uh-huh.
Come back to this moment.
Right.
Not eat me then.
Not eat you.
Can't eat me then. Because you already have the power. You don't need the, you know, you don't have to do it again. You already have it. And then, so now I'm back, right? I'd be back. Because we're in the past.
Like, yeah, sure.
Crazy, Bill. Yeah, so I'm back.
Okay.
He's got the power.
Right.
And, so he could time travel. I could time travel. I don't know. We group up and, you know, conquer shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Was this part of your thesis?
No,
this is pretty good. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, but it's like Back to the Future. You
Somebody
know, go back, he can
it.
See himself.
But he's eating you.
He
so
ate you.
Ate you.
Right, but he's I would go back in time.
He'd be eating you, boy.
But I'm
so after he ate in the porcupine, he ate you.
Well, I'd
you can't exist.
No, I'd be part of Kirby then. Like, we'd be one. You know,
you'd be inside of Kirby.
Why would Kirby?
Kind of, yeah.
Don't you afraid he's gonna double cross? He'll just eat you.
No,
and not
you know
go
what
back
though?
In time.
Well, the loophole is that he can in the game, right? He can release the power and put it back. He can do that.
Okay. He can in some of them. He can hit A, mm-hmm.
right?
So and he can
go.
Actually drop it.
So it depends
it
on what game you're
right.
In.
So that's the deal. That's what would happen then.
Mm.
So I'd be like, all right, you're gonna get time travel. You got to release me in the future. And then I can travel back. I'll travel back. And then I'm like, well, you could travel back. I don't know if it's going to work.
This hurts my brain. This hurts my brain
no,
so bad.
Well, somebody call Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It's the whole problem.
Can I get a wormhole?
It's the whole problem with time travel. There's too many possibilities. And
that's correct.
And what happens is if we all, like if me and Kirby kept going back in time, eventually there'd just be a bunch of us at one spot. So, you know what I mean? It'd be weird.
Worlds would collide.
Yeah. And I think it'd be
did you ever see John Malkovich?
You'd be your own grandfather.
No.
When he goes through like that, I guess it's like a wormhole and everybody,
no.
like, he goes through himself.
Being John Malkovich?
Being John Malkovich, yeah. He goes through himself and like everybody's John Malkovich.
Oh.
Like he's in a world of his own.
Well,
and everyone just
back.
Goes, Malkovich, 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 Malkovich. Could you imagine Ryan
That's
going back
Ryan,
and there's
yeah.
a bunch of Ryans?
Can you imagine more
just
than
going
one
like,
Ryan?
Ryan, 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 Ryan.
More than one Ryan.
Multiplicity.
Not possible.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put up with it.
Well, that was an interesting topic.
Yeah, that was different, guys.
That was different.
Want to move on to Star Fox for the Super Nintendo?
That's fucking great.
Tight. Don't you just want to fly polygons
so
around?
So good.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like Super Nintendo right there.
So, do you guys like geometry?
Shapes. That's Star Fox for the Super Nintendo. It's got the Super FX chip in it.
It does. First game to come out with that.
That's right.
This was a big deal at our. I picked this game for us to review. This was a big deal at our house when I was growing up.
Yeah, it was a big deal for.
We were very excited
for console
about this.
Gaming.
My brother and I. Yeah, yeah. You know, you saw the commercial. It's like, oh my god, it's 3D. Whoa, it's like kind of like the arcade. They're doing it on the Nintendo. Mm-hmm. It just felt awesome, and it's funny. It's the first game where I got used to the inverted axis X and Y.
Okay,
the up goes down, down goes up. And to this day, when I pick it up, it's like riding a bike.
Really?
I don't even guess. It's not even, I don't even screw it up. Huh. It down goes up and up goes down and I'm right on.
I had a tough time at the beginning of the week getting the controls, but it,
there is an
like
option
you just
to
said,
change it, but.
Yeah, there's a couple options. I think there's like
four.
Three or four. Yeah,
four different layouts you can do.
I actually did the training mode.
Okay.
Because I was so bad at the game when I, cause it's been, holy fuck.
It's
20 years since I've played this, maybe?
It's a tough game as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's hard.
Depending, there's three different difficulties.
Right.
The middle's the easiest, the bottom's the hardest. So I can almost always get through the middle, you know, with all my lives, but the bottom, forget about it. I get wrecked. It's hard.
And there are essentially, I guess, no continues unless you get X amount of points. Like
right.
if you get like 1,000 points and you've earned a continue and then like, does it go like exponentially after that?
I honestly, it goes
2,000.
I've only ever gotten one continue. I've never gotten multiple continues.
Yeah.
It's probably so many points that I'm just not getting.
It's
not
like
it.
Every 1,000.
No.
You know, like you have to, it like grows. So it's hard to get even more.
I thought it was really difficult. I mean,
that makes
it
hard anyways. The fact that like if you're on level 4, you fucking lose everybody and you have to go with the fuck. And because you suck. So it's hard, you know, when you're first playing the game. You're pretty shitty at it, so it's hard to get 100% on a level.
Collecting items is tough as shit because there's
is.
So much shit going
bounce
on.
Bounce off the ground.
I always end up missing stuff,
you.
Or I end up dying or getting hurt just because you know I'm diving towards an item.
More damage to myself than the power up gets.
Yeah, trying to get it.
Trying to get it
because a lot of times you're trying to break, and then that's like an. I always hit the wrong button too. I go to break and I hit like
roll.
The missile button or something like that.
Turbo.
You know? Yeah, right. Or the turbo, which is even worse. Like, no, that's completely the opposite. Cool.
So okay, so that's Star Fox.
Wait, are you done ball washing?
No, absolutely.
One
not.
Other thing, I think Star Fox, it's an odd topic for Nintendo because usually most Nintendo games, classic Nintendo games for the NES, you know, Super NES, they're very character-driven games where they have these main characters.
Right.
This game, if it wasn't for the little, you know, headshots, the talking headshots,
you wouldn't even know they were there.
Yeah, and I don't think this game would have worked.
No, this game
it would not have worked.
And the funny part about that is they're absolutely useless.
They are.
They're
don't do anything.
They're either they're getting in trouble by being chased, or they're right in fucking front of you, and you're shooting. It's like get the fuck out! Yeah. Just stop shooting me, Fox. Get the fuck out of the way.
But it made this game.
Watch your fire, Fox.
Watch your fire. You get the fuck out of the way.
What do they don't say? They go right,
But it made this game, that little addition to the game made the game feel like a Nintendo game.
I agree.
If it wasn't for that, it doesn't feel like it should have been out on the
You would feel alone.
SNES.
Yeah.
I still think
They're
it would have looked pretty cool.
They are.
Like the game still would have looked real for that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would have looked amazing
without
those characters. But the characters, the characters
flat.
Give it like
character.
There you go. All right.
The characters give a character.
And even though they basically did nothing in the game, they're, you know, they're considered.
Yeah, you felt like you're part of
Star
a team
Fox
or something.
It's a character for Nintendo. I mean, they use that in advertising.
Pretty big character, too.
Yeah.
And Falco's an asshole.
Oh, Falco.
I mean, he's a total asshole. Or like Rory says. Rory's like, you're a bird. Why do you need a plane?
Other than the outer space, the vacuum of space.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, because this is.
They're all terrible. Like, I wish they actually showed up for like boss fights or like you. They
yeah,
could do
that's
stuff.
True.
I mean, they don't help at all. Like, honestly.
You don't even see them.
No, the worst is when you do see one. He's like at the bottom of the screen, just shooting every 3 seconds, one bullet straight forward. It's like, don't insult me like that. Like, I know they're not helping. Can you at least put them behind me to not help me?
Right.
You know?
I honestly don't like this game. I didn't like it when it came out. I still don't like it.
Well, you don't like Joy.
You are an unmagical bastard.
Unmagical.
magical. What do we say that? No, I have no magic. That's right.
So really, you weren't impressed with this when it came out?
No, I don't like it at
all. I can't believe
that. I've never liked it. No, I don't. I still don't like it. In fact,
I think it's a work of art.
I do.
I think it's amazing. I mean, it's hard.
I understand.
It's hard to go back to it now.
I understand that I'm in the minority here. I think this is like, depending on who's like top 20 you see, I think this is like number 9, or it's like generally like
in the top 10.
The mid-level, definitely in the top 10 for people.
This was an honorable mention of mine when we did our top 10.
I think it was our top 20.
Top 20?
This was number 20. I think because I gave it a 1.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I fucked it. It's here's the thing that really kills me about it. I believe it's more of a tech demo than a game.
It isn't a super long game, but is that why you're saying that? I mean, it's just like any other game from that generation. It was difficult intentionally because it wasn't super long.
I feel like it's not only difficult. It's difficult for the wrong reasons. Like the way that your shots don't go straight, they kind of arc always down. So you actually have to have your nose kind of slightly up to hit stuff in the background. It's not like you have to like put like wind resistance in to fucking factor your shots and shit like that. It's obnoxious the way that you have to position yourself. You always have to have the plane taking up so much screen. And I realize you can select and get into first person mode. But that, I think it's even worse that you can't see what shit's around you.
Yeah.
You lose all your perspective about avoiding stuff.
On every level, other than the first, you start in that and you have to get back out of it.
They assume that you want to be like only in the asteroid field is that useful. But even then, you're still running a risk because you really lose so much of the screen around you. You have no idea what's coming up on the sides.
Right.
Here's another thing I don't like about the game, or I would have liked this game a lot more if it wasn't in the polygons. I feel like they cheated themselves and they've never gotten around it. If this game is like an arcade style shooter, like UN Squadron,
okay,
and it had the same characters, same plot, same levels per se, except it was either a horizontal or a vertical shooter, but it was more sprite-based than the 3D.
Yeah.
I might have liked – I do enjoy shooters. This is a rail shooter. It's not a true shooter.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like you really can't – you can really go up or down, left or right, but you really can't go anywhere. There's nowhere really to go per se.
No, and they actually pull you back. If you go too far up or down, they bring you back over.
I think a lot of my difficulty with enjoying the game is that there are other shooters and bullet hells, which are like the, you know, I mean, why isn't Star Fox a fucking bullet hell? Why hasn't somebody came and said, like, we're going to make one offshoot of this game and it's just going to be a bullet hell? Like, I feel like there's so much with the franchise you could do and they don't do anything with it. And they don't they don't do it well. And like, I want to like the characters.
I think if you do that, though, first of all, then you don't have Star Fox, and then okay, fine, then but somebody else is going to come along and do what they did.
It's what makes it special.
You're going to have something like this, and I thought they did it really well.
And yeah, Star Fox 64 is a better game, with the better polygons, you know. Yeah. But
I don't like that one either.
This was a good first start, I think, and it was something new. I mean, this is the way the industry was going. It was going to be polygons. You know, and it has to start simple.
It's definitely something different, and I can understand the it's the beginning, so it gets like a kind of a pass because it's so primitive.
It's like a historical game totally at this
point. But think about into like the Armada, and like you're in the room, and like you have to go up and down based on the blocking walls and stuff like that. None of that is well done.
The vision, I will say, it's tough to tell which is which from where you are because – again, you're right. The ship itself does take up a lot of a lot of your field of view. So, okay.
You're going to have with a first step. You're going to have it's not going to be flawless. You're going to have major issues, and you do with this game, and it is really rough around the edges to go back to now. It is like going back to an Atari game at this point. This is more fun.
I think the controls are really difficult.
It is like that. Like you go to an Atari game, you're like, God. And some of the games work out, but this one,
it's still playable.
Playable.
Not
absolutely.
Like so primitive that it isn't playable.
But there's a lot of Atari games that are still playable.
I was bored to tears playing this game.
Right. Well, that's you.
Bored.
Yeah, that's you.
I still had fun with it.
I did too.
Now, I don't know if somebody has never played this before and has grown up with a PlayStation. If they go back to it. Again, I always call these things like historical games.
This is
like
a nostalgia thing.
If you're interested in the history of video games, try this. Right. Chances are you're probably going to like it.
Right.
But if you don't give a shit, and you're a Star Fox fan, mm-hmm. and you're just like, let's try the first one. Yeah. I don't. It's not going to work out.
I was really bad at this. Because I think I didn't master the roll. Is the roll like essential? Like, do you need that to avoid?
It's easy to duck stuff.
I don't think
well,
so.
I watched the video because I couldn't get far.
No, that's just like a style thing. It's better off to hold L or R to do a
just do like the 90
degree thing. Get on the wing
and that's it.
To avoid stuff.
Okay,
yeah. Rolling is useless. You don't deflect anything. You're still the same
I was watching a video though, and it looked like the guy was rolling every time he was about to get hit, and he wouldn't get hit. So I didn't know if it was one of those things where if you hit it right before you were about to get hit,
you can avoid hits.
It would automatically avoid the hit.
Not automatic. You have to time it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, okay. It wouldn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe there are invincibility frames. I mean, I've never worked it out. I don't care.
Speaking of timing it right, I believe there's like a thing where if, you know, I think it's in the asteroid field where those asteroids are spinning.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you time like going into the middle thing correctly, it takes you to the black, like a black hole level.
Oh, I did hear there was a, I've never done that, but there is a hidden
What's
level.
What's that?
Yeah.
There's a hidden level.
Okay. Yeah, I've never did it either. I just kind of like,
There's two hidden levels, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
But I've never got to either of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never put that much effort in.
Hmm.
I only learned about them recently. You don't know about that shit when you're a kid.
Right.
You know, I didn't know. But I mean, it looks like shit. It runs at like 15 frames per second. Okay. You know, but it's still engaging. It still makes me want to play it.
You don't think the enemies are also flat?
You mean like dull flat?
Yeah, like this is a blinking star.
Yeah.
This is a giant guy who doesn't seem to be attacking me walking with a tree across,
well,
I guess.
It was such a leap, you know, for how the way it was built, how 3D
they barely have enemy ships.
I mean, I think
they don't even really look like
ships.
But
I think what they're doing is everything else is kind of going by the wayside. Everything else, it's all about the look of the game.
It's more about
so
your
now
X-wing
everything,
or whatever.
Everything's like kind of taking a back seat.
I kind of feel like if they had traditional sprites, they could have had nice planes.
Yeah, but then it would be way too similar to other games.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It wouldn't be Star Fox. It wouldn't be unique.
What Nintendo? What game on the SNES is a shooter other than UN Squadron? I mean, really. I mean, I'm serious. Like, I'm calling you out, Eric. You're wrong. I don't think there are that many shooters on the Super Nintendo. I mean, real one, like Alexley. What is it? Axley. Phalanx. I mean, there aren't that many.
No, I guess not. I mean, I'm not real into shooters. This isn't really a traditional shooter. Traditional shooters are like left to right.
But I kind of feel like it's a missed opportunity to me. That's what I would
want. Side view. It's a whole different thing. I mean, I know, but okay, you would want that, but it's just, forget that. Forget that there aren't that many on the Super Nintendo. There just are too many of them. I mean, Jesus, the TurboGrafx, everything on that game, everything on that console is a shooter.
Yeah, there was a shitload on the NES alone.
They had to make a leap somewhere. I mean, this is unique. It's just not the same as every other shooter. It's a totally different shooter.
Yeah, they had to do something different, and they did, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Genesis had a lot. You know, and they do get repetitive over, you know what I mean, like TurboGrafx.
They do, yeah. You know, they're just different graphics. Your
was
ship
this,
looks different.
Was
the
this Miyamoto? Did he design this one? I think he might have.
I don't know.
Google that?
Let's Google that up.
Google that.
Yeah, but the Super FX chip, that made this game more expensive, right? This game is a little bit more money. I think with that chip, usually the games were like, you know, $15, $20 more.
I don't know, because it was short.
I don't know.
So it might have been kind of cheap.
I still think it was like $60.
Was it?
I think so.
I think it was the normal price, and it is not a long game. I mean, you could run through
half
it.
Half hour?
In like 40
no
minutes.
Deaths?
Yes, Miyamoto.
Wow.
I had the cheat.
That's unbelievable. Everything he touches is just...
It was awesome.
Yeah, I had the cheat, so because I wanted to see the end of the game.
Right.
Never saw it before.
Me neither.
Dude, the end boss is freaky as shit.
The monkey face.
The face.
Yeah, when it starts to inhale.
Yeah.
It's scary. And you actually feel like you're getting pulled to it. That was a neat effect.
Yeah.
You know, I thought the ending is the best part of the game.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last boss.
It's pretty freaky. Cool. I've seen the video of it. I've never gotten to it. I never used the cheats on it. Which is weird. I don't know why I didn't. Yeah, I should probably do that when
I got as far as I could get and I'm like, all right, this is going nowhere.
Yeah,
here.
I think I got to the third I got to the third boss.
Yeah.
And I died and I was like,
that was it.
Yeah, but I was playing it a lot. I played it like as a kid.
Did you guys ever play the second one? Well, I think they only put
on the classic.
Yeah, they put it on the classic. Yeah.
No, I've never played it.
It's,
you have it on the Pi.
It doesn't feel as good. Is it on the Pi also? Really?
Yeah, the ROM has been out released for years.
Mm. Right. Why didn't they release it? Is it was too late
they
or something?
Canceled it for an unknown reason.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It really should have been on the next console.
Yeah.
It was too much. They tried to do too much. Okay. And they really couldn't do any more than they did with the first game.
There's a lot more characters. Like, there's Team Wolf and there's Team Fox, and Wolf are the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And, like, they have this plot going on. I don't care.
Well, they made the one for the N64.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Supposedly
so
that's
isn't
the
that
best
the
one.
Second one?
Yes.
No, it's the third one.
Well, but so it's the second one released.
It's the second released one.
Right. So, I mean, yeah. So, you know.
It's a superior game.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be the fan favorite is the N64.
How far did they go with these things? They go to the GameCube?
They still go on, don't they?
Do they really?
I think they just made one Wii for the first time in a long time.
The Wii U.
It's a big franchise. Yeah, it's a big franchise.
Do they still stick with the polygon? Like, not as drastic as, you know, the original, but do they still, is it a look they still kind of stick with?
I haven't seen the latest one, so I can't tell you. I haven't seen it either.
We'll have to Google that. Maybe after the show, we'll play some Star Fox. What do you say about that, Roy?
I would rather die.
Wow.
Damn.
You know, we talked about on the show before, we've talked about, like, epic moments in gaming, and we talked about, what was the other one? Like, games that transcend the media and shit. Mm-hmm. If we had to do, you know, most important games, I feel like this has to be in, like, the top 10.
There. Oh, it's up
like,
there.
Like, the most important games ever made, this has to be in the top 10.
For design alone, sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in any form of media, you have to... Sometimes you got to be experimental, and sometimes it sucks, like Pink Floyd's Umagumma. Mm-hmm. That's a horrible record.
Right.
And sometimes it's good.
In my opinion, Star Fox.
I think Star Fox is a good step. It's a good experimental work, and it worked out.
You got to start somewhere.
That's
polygons were the future, and, you know, it was going to get worse before it got better.
Yeah.
And now look at it. You can't even tell the shit's made of polygons anymore. It's so smooth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Millions of polygon count. That's crazy
ridiculous.
Polygon counts.
What would you guys rate the game?
I give it a 9.
Nine.
Maybe a lot of that's nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And does it hold up? Maybe, maybe not. I still have fun with it. I could see if somebody was to say, oh, this game doesn't hold up. Okay. You know, I'll go along with that on account of the frame rate and, you know, how blocky it is. Mm-hmm. But for me, you know, I get a 9.
I'd give it an air shooter.
An air shooter?
Sure.
What's that?
7.5, 8.
There you go.
Seven and a half, eight?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd go there like a 7. Mm-hmm. I'd go to a 7.
A Jaws.
Jaws.
Rory?
A 2.
What?
Two.
Come on, man.
Horrendous.
All right, hold up.
You're
telling me.
Yes. I'd rather play Ninja Turtles
over this.
Ninja Turtles is double the game this is.
Oh, fuck you.
Double.
Oh, fuck
you're
off.
Out of your mind.
Not out of my mind.
I think that's crazy. I mean, I get that it's, you know, it's not for everybody, but this is just like.
This game, I'm telling you, it's an unfinished tech demo. It is not a game. How about all the fucking bosses that are like gray giant circles with flashing spots?
Yeah, it doesn't look good right now.
Oh,
but
it's more than it doesn't look good. It's like, let's just throw these things together.
I don't think they're terribly designed.
Oh, my God.
They're all different looking.
They don't even really attack you. They go, shoot my left side. Now shoot my right side. Now shoot my left side.
They do attack
you.
They shoot missiles at you. Almost everything shoots missiles at you.
They barely attack you.
I'm dead.
Again.
You're playing it on easy.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you only play the middle part?
There
are multiple paths, Rory.
I know there are multiple paths. No, I've only played the center one. I don't care.
Yeah, it gets legitimately more difficult.
Okay.
Rory's not buying it.
Making a tech demo more difficult doesn't make it a better game. I'm just saying.
Not a tech
demo. I don't really think it was a tech demo.
No. There's more there than you realize. There are three paths. There are three multiple paths with 5 and 6 fucking...
And
levels
secret levels.
One. Yeah.
Stop taking my kills, Fox.
Oh, that I'll give you. Falco's an ass.
All right, guys. Let's get to the emails.
Get to the emails.
Shit. Dip, dip, dip. About that. Hold on.
Wing damage.
When you control the mail, you control information.
So emulate this mailbag.
All right, guys. It's time for the listener emails. You guys ready? We got two here.
Let's do it.
First one is from a guy named Dave Kelly.
What's up, Dave?
Is Dave new?
Dave is new.
All right.
So we'll give him a nickname. He starts it off. He goes, hey, which is weird. That's something that we used to, well, we still have a buddy named Joe. They would say that all the time.
Hey. Is this the sword guy?
Yeah, the sword guy.
Sword Joe.
Eggs. Yeah. What's up, Eggs? If he's listening.
Yeah, we called him
Shout
Eggs.
Shout out to Eggs.
Anyway, that's because the way he eats eggs is gross. So he got the nickname Eggs.
Okay. Yeah. I've never seen it. Glad I haven't.
Oh, my God. He used to get them like.
Really? Like that?
But he would get like the eggs kind of juicy still. You know, and he would just sop it.
He was he was like a lizard.
No more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was gross. Sitting at like a diner across from this guy. Absolutely.
Revolting.
Horrific. Yeah. Did Joe listen to the show, Mike? Do you know?
Doubtful.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, he knows why we call him Eggs. All right. Anyway, this is from Dave Kelly. Let's get to it. Okay. I listen to you guys every night at work. Absolutely love the podcast.
Thank you.
Congrats on getting a cool guest on the show. That was a good listen. He seemed like a cool mofo to talk to and was definitely fun to listen to.
Brilliant. Brilliant guy.
Yeah. Chris was great on the show. Yeah. We had an awesome time.
The insight to the industry. Yeah. Really cool stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did our check clear? I'm just checking. Okay.
Yeah, it was a quick 2 hours. That was a longer show.
Yeah, but, we hardly had to do anything. He was the whole conversation. Yeah,
it was a piece of cake. I'm going to talk to him for another 2 hours.
Yeah, it made our job real easy, man. He's really knowledgeable.
Yeah, kind of sucks. Well, yeah, you got to end it at one point, but you know, we'll have him back on, you know, maybe someday. So, Chris, if you're listening, keep your schedule open. anyway, he says, that was a good listen. I seemed like a cool mofo. Then he says, I waited for what seemed like forever for that episode. There was quite a gap between the episodes, and that's unacceptable. You have no right to have a life when you have me, a dedicated listener, waiting and waiting to hear you guys bullshit for an hour a week. Shame on you. Anyway, I got to say to Mike that when he mentioned how some games remind you of a certain time of year, my mind was blown. I've tried to explain this to people in the past, and they look at me like I'm some sort of stupid asshole. I definitely get that. One example for me happens to be Red Dead. I remember getting the game in the middle of the summertime and playing it in my first apartment. The best part about nostalgia is that as I was playing the game, that's when I got the news, the biggest news of my life, that I found out my woman was pregnant.
Congratulations! I thought he was going to say he
was
a cowboy.
Dave. was running around on me.
Turns around, I'm a cowboy.
Yeah, that game became very special to me after that. Now I always think about it. I always think about that moment every time I play the game. The same goes for music, too, actually. I was heavy into the band, the Deftones.
Oh, yeah, we're Deftones fans.
Yeah, we've been to quite a bit.
Eric, not
quite
so
many
much.
Shows.
Not at all, as a matter of fact. Not a Deftones fan.
All right, not for everybody.
I don't hear the music there, but go ahead.
So he was
another podcast.
He was listening a lot to the Deftones during the pregnancy of his woman, and that's the same type of nostalgia as the game. Doom brings me back to my childhood big time as well.
Mm-hmm.
I got that game in the winter of 1996, and it remains my favorite game since then. Yeah, Doom's one of them. I remember playing that in the winter also. Me and Rory used to play the shit out of that. Little, what was the soundtrack? We used to listen to a soundtrack when we played that game. White Zombie?
That sounds about right.
It was White Zombie. I was going to make a joke and say Spin Doctor. It was White Zombie.
I think we talked about this once before.
It might have even been the Airhead soundtrack.
It was the Airhead soundtrack.
It's a great soundtrack.
That is a good soundtrack. Yeah,
a lot of metal. Mm-hmm. A lot of metal on that, right?
Quite a bit of metal.
Yeah. I lost my place here. All right, here he is. Sorry to be so long-winded here, guys. I just want to say again that I love everything about the show, and I'm always looking forward to hearing the next episode. You guys have gotten me through some shitty days at work, and I really do appreciate all the hard work you guys put into this. Ryan, that's me. Please don't ever stop being you. You absolutely kill me with your stories. I've learned not to wash my bedding in the tub and never live too far away from water.
What's he referring to there? You're fucking weird. Mario 3.
You're afraid to die of thirst.
I don't want to live in the desert.
In
yes,
the desert.
That's still a fear of mine.
Mario 3.
I think about it.
The funniest
monthly.
Part is you lived in Arizona in the desert.
I did live there for 2 years.
For 2 years. With that fear hulking over you all the time.
It was always in the back of my mind.
That's crazy. That's a season one extravaganza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is season one, isn't it?
Season one.
You are such a dunce. That's awesome.
All right, well, he continues. He's got something to say about everyone. Mike. You slay the soundboard.
Yeah.
Even if you never have the sounds queued up on time.
Oh, shut up, fat ass.
Rory, you hate everything, and I love you for it.
Thank you.
Eric,
I'm
smoking this bowl for you.
Hey.
Cheers, guys. I'll be in touch. Thanks again for everything. Dan Kelly.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you, Dave. Dave?
Or Dave Kelly.
Dave Kelly.
Dave, he needs a nickname, guys.
He reminds us of Eggs, but we're going to go with the sword connection. The man's name is the Claymore.
The Claymore.
The Claymore.
Wow,
the
Claymore. That is out there.
Rory.
We're going to Dark Souls it up.
Are you vetoing the Claymore?
No, it's the Claymore.
Rory.
There's no disputes here.
Oh, what does this mean again?
What does that even mean?
What does this have to
do sword.
With? Why are we going Dark Souls
with
this guy?
He didn't mention a sword.
We mentioned the sword.
Oh, so that means we
got
to...
It's got nothing to do with him.
Come on. He finds...
The Claymore is the manliest of swords. That's ridiculous.
He finds nostalgia
in games.
Yeah, he's nostalgic.
But, yeah.
That's what he brought up. He's nostalgic.
No.
The time traveler.
Don't we have one of them
already?
We did
talk about time.
Marty McFly.
Yes.
No.
I like it.
He's McFly.
Marty.
Doc.
No.
DeLorean.
Doc Brown?
Yeah, Doc Brown.
DeLorean. Doc Brown.
Doc Brown. He's Doc Brown.
He's Doc Brown.
We're going with Doc Brown.
Doc Brown.
No, you're not.
Write that down.
You've been overruled.
You're the Claymore.
All right, I'll tell you what. It's in the books.
He picks. He picks the Claymore or Doc Brown.
There you go.
Your pick, Dave.
Claymore or Doc Brown.
I think he's going to pick Doc Brown.
That's great. I like that.
Or come up with your own.
We could call him the Flux Capacitor.
No.
We already called somebody the Flux Capacitor.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's Doc Brown.
You're using too much Back to the Future.
All right, let's do something else then. We got to do
he's the Claymore.
It's not that big a deal.
He's next.
Doc Brown, moving along.
Right. He's a plus 10 Claymore.
Let's move on.
You're obsessed.
Well, let's move on. This one's from Matt. Now, Matt has a nickname. He's written in before.
Mm-hmm.
He's active on Twitter. Is he the Oiler? Is that who Matt is?
I don't know.
He's got
is
his
he
nickname.
From Houston?
I don't know where he's from.
That's
he doesn't say.
That's Rory names a guy from Houston the Oiler.
No, I don't think
that's... Or was it Austin?
No, it was Houston.
I think this guy's
doesn't
one
have
of...
It, does
I
he
think,
have it at the end when he signs his thing?
No, he doesn't have it.
Oh.
No, I think he's one of like the first people that wrote in. I think he's like the governor or something. I do.
Oh,
no,
okay. That's Andrew.
Andrew's right. The governor.
Yeah, who else do we have in early days?
Well, there's two Andrews. One's a governor, one's a quarterback. For some reason, he's
no. Back in the day, was there a colonel?
Okay. Now we're going to start picking him up.
Either
now.
Way, he'll write
right,
back
Matt,
to.
Yeah,
if we
you
got to
let
him,
us know what your nickname is.
Yeah.
All right. His subject: NES Classic mod. Hey guys, great show. Quick question: I picked up an NES Classic after reading about how easy they are to add more games. I took the plunge. It's been years since I've gone back to games, but now I'm wondering what is the ideal experience. Am I good with the NES Classic? And all the extra games, or does a RetroPie perform better? Keep up the great work. P.S. The music episode was an all-timer. Long live Echo.
The music. Oh, the, I know.
That's
yeah.
Matt. That yeah, the soundtrack show.
It was a pretty
that
good
was,
show.
That was a really good show. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Rory, one of yours was Echo, right? Yeah, you talked about
one
Echo.
One of mine was Echo.
Yeah. So what do you think about the NES Classic and the RetroPie?
So, I have never seen an NES Classic. Ryan has an SNES Classic, but it is, my understanding, it's basically a Pi. It's a little Linux computer. I don't know what the core is that's running them. I don't know if it's Nintendo made or they just pirated an existing one and just claimed it as their own because fuck you. What are you going to do? Nintendo, don't laugh at that. Nintendo does that kind of shit. Again, they were caught selling.
They
were caught selling. No, they were caught selling a pirated copy of, the first Mario Brothers.
But
what do you mean?
But how can
where?
You blame them for that? It's still their game.
Okay.
Technically, the guy that
so they
this is an interesting topic
ROM?
Of conversation.
Okay.
Because what happened was this guy stole their game. Stole's the
so
wrong
what,
word.
Some pirate on the internet.
Yeah, he replicated their game and he released it to the public as that.
Okay.
Now they say, and well, that's a lot easier to take this guy's emulator than to worry about this old hardware and the, you know. Software.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just take that emulator because it's the same
it's
exact
like,
game as our game, and we'll just take that because it's easier, and we'll release it to sell to people.
Okay.
Now, if they didn't sue that guy,
mm-hmm.
that isn't his property, right? But they let him go anyway, right? They didn't, you know,
okay.
try to screw him over. So why can't they take his emulator?
Because it's their property anyways?
Because it's their property anyways, which the pirater never had...
rights to.
Right.
Right.
Right. Now, I'm not sticking up for Nintendo here. You know, if they ever, when they try to go after piracy, really pisses me off for thousands of reasons. Okay? It's fucking bullshit. Right? Get a life. You
first
know?
Of all, on a game like that.
Right.
I mean, really?
Exactly.
It's fucking Super Mario
Bros. Basically
Brothers.
A
exactly.
source at this
but
point.
But to say that they're stealing their own property from this guy is kind of silly.
Mm-hmm.
That they're somehow in the wrong for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You disagree, Roar?
I lost. What did I originally say? I pulled a Ryan here. I disagree with that statement?
I don't know that you did or not. I just wanted to bring that up and see how
remember.
You felt about
you,
it.
You were talking about you didn't know what they used in the SNES.
That they've actually been caught not selling like the source code, like the actual, not the source code, but like
the original
compiled software.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They've actually just taken something off the internet because they have like hacking lines where people put like, this is my copy, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually been caught if you look in like the hexadecimal, it's there.
That's funny.
Like, because they're lazy, because it's easier. It's so much easier.
Right.
Can they legally do that? Yeah, of course they can.
Of course they can, yeah.
Now, the question is the SNES, our friend, the King of Ponce, I believe he has a Super Nintendo Classic as well, and he actually hacked it and he said it was very easy.
Mm.
I don't know if he did an article on it. He was thinking about doing an article about it. But again, go to the NES Classic, which I'm sure is the same thing. Is it better than a pie? I'm sure the performance is commensurate with a pie. Mm-hmm. The question is the pie more convenient and has more bells and whistles? You can do so much more with it. Well, hell yeah, you could do more with it. Like, right. And the pie can also play a ton more games. It has better specs than the NES Classic or the SNES Classic.
I guess you could put RetroArch onto the SNES Classic, though, right?
Yes.
I think it really, for me, would become a controller issue. I know you can use interchangeably the SNES Classic controller and the NES Classic on either one, but can you use any old Bluetooth controller? Do you have to hack it to do that? Or can you use any old USB controller? Because that would be the difference for me.
Like, you don't want to use that SNES.
I want to use whatever one I want. Yeah.
I don't even really know plug. Can it run arcade games well?
Right.
Just because it can run them, can it run them well? Yeah. I don't know enough about the hardware. I don't use it.
Right. Same.
So I kind of have like a half-assed answer for the guy, but I'm always a proponent for get a Retro Pi. Get a Raspberry Pi.
There's no questions.
There's no questions to get a Raspberry Pi. You can get an image with all, like, again, the sweet-ass box art and the descriptions and all that other stuff. All those bells and whistles and the skins. I mean, we have one really nice skin that looks like the SNES Classic, but there are literally hundreds of skins that you could throw in there. And, I mean, it's just a better value, in my opinion, for a kit is something like $70 now. I think they're even cheaper than 80. They used to be 80. Now I think they're 70. Mm-hmm. And there are other competitors to Raspberry Pi now. They're even more powerful. Like, I don't know the name. Might be one of the NVIDIA Shield ones. Like, they can run a Thomas Wave pretty well, which is something that MAME cannot run. Like, Naomi and a Thomas Wave, like, they run pretty damn well. Like, Metal Slug 6. I mean, that's the way to go. So I would say fuck the NES Classic. Yeah. It isn't worth it. It isn't worth hacking. I mean, what's the point?
Right. Then you need the external USB drive to, you know, use. Not that that's really that big a deal, but, you know, I don't have
any. I just feel like it's limited. I mean, you can only have, what, like 4 save slots?
Right.
Unless they've somehow hacked that part too per game. The Pi can have up to 100.
Right.
I mean, like, again, you have the cheating options. Yeah. There's, I mean, even if you add RetroArch, and you could still have that, but maybe it's a less beefy computer on it.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think it's worth
it. Yeah. I really don't know what's inside of that or the NES Classic.
It isn't worth
how powerful
it is. The Pi is already – it's already configured to do all that stuff.
Right.
If you don't have a Pi, get a Pi. If you don't want to buy a Pi, get the Windows emulators. They're so convenient.
There it is.
What is – I mean, let's say you said the guy had the Super Mario and Nintendo used his ROM. What made it his ROM? I don't understand. Like,
he put those markings in it. It's not his.
That's
ROM.
All he did, though. He took it.
He put markings in the code, and you could have looked at through like a hex editor and saw those markings. If you bought it and then looked at that ROM image, and you looked through a hex editor, you could see that they're there. So they took it off the web and just repurposed it and sold it to people.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So why doesn't Nintendo have their own ROM on file? Just like we have all our shows
because
on file.
Because people are lazy. That's
you know what I mean?
They would people probably work there are also lazy.
I guess would cost money.
Right, you think that they would have the original copies somewhere. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they have the cartridges, but it would take time and work to convert that to work with an emulator, you know. So they
so
figure,
why not just
why would we do
it?
That? Some guy already did.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Here, 2 seconds. Done.
Yeah.
Now, that also leads to a question of why don't they do that with their entire library? Why?
I mean, this
show could be 4 hours about shitting on Nintendo. Like,
right.
I don't want to get into it. Like, if it's that really that simple and they're within full legal rights to do that, then why aren't they doing it? I mean, it can't all be fighting for pennies. Is that really all it is? They're just fighting for pennies. Who owns the rights to this thing
it
now?
It feels that way.
And they don't want to hunt them down, or there's disputes about who owns it.
Feels really petty to be fighting over a fucking 35-year-old game.
Sure.
That you can't provide to the public yourself.
They probably don't even know. I mean, that's one of the reasons that Marvel Capcom 2 is not for sale right now. Again, the most popular fighting game, like, ever.
Right.
You can't buy it anywhere. I mean, you could buy, like, a Dreamcast copy, but, like, you can't buy a digital copy right now on Xbox One because Capcom doesn't have the fucking rights to the Marvel right now. What the fuck?
Yeah, they're fighting each other. Yeah.
Ridiculous. I mean, they're fighting over pennies, a game that everybody would keep buying forever and ever and ever. I would buy a copy of it to play it online.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it had no online, just to play it again on the systems that are hooked up to the TV. Like, they're just leaving money on the table, fighting over pennies for nothing.
And the consumer suffers, as usual.
Sure.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for the emails.
Yes.
All right. We appreciate it. Let's try to get some audio submissions.
We're sure he has a name.
That was Matt. He has a name.
I think it's
now,
the Oiler.
It's an early one, too. So it's one of our first.
Not the Oiler.
This guy's been listening for a long time.
All right. You're on the hook.
Oh, well. We'll figure it out.
All right, guys. Ready to get the hell out of here?
Let's do it.
It's a school night.
Claymore plus 10.
You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Check out our website, emulatethis.net. What we got up for the next show, guys? You guys know we're doing
Wild Guns
on the next show.
Nice.
Yeah. Good game. I like Wild Guns.
Oh, yeah. It's no Star Fox, but...
It is no Star Fox. It doesn't have that Super FX chip in it.
No.
What a shitty game.
It's Red Dead, but...
Stop.
Let's get the hell out of here. Good night, Fargo. I saw we had some listeners in Fargo. I just want to give Fargo a shout out there.
Okay.
You wear glasses, Eddie? Put them on. Some people make fun of others for wearing glasses. Well, I pity the fools who do that, because there's nothing wrong with wearing glasses if you need them.